Bonnie's at 3:30.
Yeah, say that sentence. Okay, relationship. So
why things suck, and we're talking about things being cell phones, philosophies, relationships, anything humans create, why do they suck? Okay, and then people say, oh, blah, 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 give all their thing. I says, okay, so the fact is that culture jammers are and then I actually go into a wrap. My sister said the key to a successful relationship is how you deal with the things you don't like. So the how, what am I going to do if things suck? What am I going to do about it? So the culture jammers say, well, I can use humor and change a billboard and it will bring attention to the issue. So you deal with the how, and that's what these culture jammers are doing, the how we're going to do it. We're going to blend humor and change things, or we're going to deal with them. So then I go into the whole everything, McLuhan, percepts and concepts, and
the rigmarole.
And then I go in the rigmarole, and then I, towards the end, I say, well, the real jammers are our technologies. That right. our thought right. and our words and our gestures and our print and our electricity is what's jamming us.
You shouldn't have said words, thoughts. Those are obsolete. That's chemical body stuff. The only thing that's jamming us is technologies.
Right, our technologies. But can I say...
No, the post-verbal, post-written technologies.
Okay. Post-thought, word, gesture, print.
Post...
Print would be?
Post-chemical body, post...
right.
Post-literate.
But basically what I say is our technology's electricity. The electric technology.
That's all it's probing us. But there's we post that now. But this is just the first phase you're talking
about. Yeah, I can't go too deep because I lose them. They just get totally lost. When I... See, they want me
okay,
to come
don't
up...
Okay, explain
here's
that.
I asked the first time I asked this question to Craig Baldwin. I says, "Well, who's called you taught me." I ask Craig, "Who's jamming the jammers?"
I taught you something.
The question to ask Craig Tribulation, when Sonic SOS first came out, which you were supposed to be in, and he edited you out. He says, "Ask him who's jamming the jammers." Or Craig goes, "Well, the advertisers."
That's true. That's close. That's close.
But the advertisers are jamming the jammers.
Yeah. That's the Android meme. That's electric technology.
And then, but you're saying, I'm saying electricity is jamming the jammers.
No, electricity is, no, there's different kind of jammers for the last 150 years. Okay, all the famous hip people are artists are jammers. Picasso jammed paper.
Right. That's okay. What I said.
So there's all these different types. Electricity is still jamming everything. Well, it killed humanity. We're not even here anymore.
Well, that's the point. I can't let down the... I can't...
So don't talk about electricity. And that's for later if they're still around.
That's the whole point of the film. I'll show you the 14-minute film. If you see the film...
Yeah,
then
but what about it?
That's okay. My film says...
Electricity killed.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem... it seems pointless. We need to know what it did to us. But how are you going to get rid of electricity?
But we're not. What we're trying to do is saying that we're trying to uncover the effects of what electricity did to us, and that's what culture...
Electricity is the cause, and the jammers are the effects.
That's partly it, but I'm just saying most people think that, that corporations and money and advertisers...
Right.
It's back to your point when you say, like tonight, if we get the political rap going, George Bush is puny.
Yeah.
All the lefty liberals think, well, George Bush is bad. And I say, well, Bob will say, yeah, that's worth investigating, but what the cell phone has done to us is much more enormous than that. So
and
then
Bush's
that,
image is a great image. He's a great president. He's a something programmed in response to cell phone
right.
effect.
And so that's what I'm saying in this regard. That if Craig Baldwin says the advertisers and the corporatocracy are the jamming the jammers,
right.
Well, no, that
means it backwards.
That's backwards. Yeah. We're trying to jam them. So who's jamming the jammers? The culture jammers? Or Craig
Baldwin?
He just
thought of the enemy.
Right.
He thinks
there you go.
He doesn't see the dialectic, and we're meta dialectic. He doesn't go there.
Right. Meta dialogue.
Yeah, he thinks they're jamming the ad guys. They're the anti-jammers.
We're meta dialectic by calling it Electricity is jamming the jammer.
Yeah.
Or is he? We are.
Well, yeah. He's within the dialectic of us against them.
Right.
He thinks he represents some values that are anti the advertising jamming. So they're counter jammers to the ad jamming.
Right, they're counter. But when we say electricity jams the jammers, we're meta dialectic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't have to go too much farther than that. That's what I do on that one. And that works.
That what we did Ann Arbor.
Yeah, and then jammers. We did jammers. And okay. Now we can go into, because it will, well, here's some of the things on jammers we could.
See, Jerry, you will know, you can predict that I will jam you in this dialogue tonight. At
right,
some point,
right.
I will jam you in the
right,
audience. Temporary
right.
jamming
right.
to jam, and it'll be an audience of jammers themselves, you know,
right.
whacked out people, right, who think
right.
they're trying to be jammers and love the jammers.
Right.
We will try to offer them perception of their situation, which will be a theatrical presentation in the course of the conversation. There'll be some point that'll come up. There we go. What? You're saying that, Bob? That's
right.
fucking ridiculous. And now the reaction,
that's,
you know.
Right. That's, see, I even have this. Who's jamming the jammers? Electricity, thought, word, print, cell phones, after the internet. I have that word, after the internet. So,
what's happening after the internet? Well, the major jammer is George Bush. And he's jamming both the ad jammers and the anti-countercultural jammers. He's jamming everybody.
Right. But actually, what I should do is show you this, because we're probably not going to have time. We could take 14 minutes and show you
okay.
that.
Okay. This is your presentation, something you made?
Yeah, this is my film okay. that played in the art museum for... Let me
okay.
show you, but you want? But can we do one little last thing?
Yeah, okay.
Ads as advertising. So here's... Now, for 3 years, this will be my third year next year, I go into the art museum, I get a lecture, before I give a lecture for a whole month, in this fancy gallery, they show the video all day.
That I'm going to see.
Yeah, so the...
And
the
earlier
first,
videos.
The first year, they showed the Pixel Fest for 90 minutes all day.
Right.
The second year, they showed one 14-minute film, which is pure you. And you can tell me, oh, you got that wrong, you got
yeah,
that right.
Yeah.
For all day, the fucking
and
film...
Have I seen that?
No, you have not seen it. It's called... It's
now,
called,
the third one is what I'm going to see.
No, the third one is the one I'm going to make for next year. So
oh, I'm
going to
see the second one?
You're going to see the second
one.
So the third one is what I need, just where to get the info in the bottom line. And it is called... The films... The lecture is going to be called... Advertising as Art,
yeah.
And the film is going to be called All Advertising Advertises Advertising.
Yeah.
So, where basically, yeah, you know, I'm standing there, and the big patron who knows Julian Schnabel, I says, this is what I want to do next year. And the guy who's going to book me is standing there, and the guy goes, that's great! So I get the promo
yeah.
right there,
yeah.
because he goes, yeah, you know, David Mamet, Woody Allen, David Mamet, Andy Warhol, they all start out in advertising.
Yeah. So, you say that.
Yeah, and what he's saying it too, he's going, that's a great idea. Andy Warhol.
He thinks advertising is art is Warhol.
Yeah, okay.
Hijacked by artists.
Right, so now, where in Marshall am I going to get the meat of advertising as art?
Okay, first of all, you have to determine what you mean by art. If you mean the art world... Which is, you know, Guggenheim.
I have to give some of that, but yeah. I can shift it. Because it's an art museum,
yeah.
I can say this is this kind of art. And then I can shift it in the middle. But I got to give them the names
yeah.
Warhol,
that's
Duchamp.
That's what we call Gutenberg art, okay? Gutenberg art is capital A art. You know, that's the art as art, art.
Gutenberg art,
capital A art. The art world, you know,
art
painting,
world. Okay.
And I guess sculpture and
right,
maybe
art
music.
World. Okay.
Okay. Of course, there's a great quote, which I've sent you a couple times from the Project 69 in 1960, where McLuhan explains the Gutenberg art is all obsolete. And the new art is the electric media. Okay, that's the new art. We'll call it small A art. I think I spell all this out in Entertainment Sucks.
Oh, good. See, Entertainment Sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what we can do is use Entertainment Sucks as some of the... I was going to use sound bites. And I can
from
use Bob's sound bites
yeah.
out of that. That's
yeah.
one way. Okay.
Right.
See, now, Entertainment Sucks. New art is electric art. No. New art is what? Electricity?
Electric media are the new art, and that's small a art.
Oh, small a. Okay.
Yeah. Because the environments, the electric media environments are mutating people. They're the bigger teaching machine than the old Gutenberg arts. They're puny teaching machines, okay?
Right.
Now, if you accept this broader definition of art as everything that humans make, which we need a broader definition of art because the whole world is engaged in culture now and the tourist trade and information overload. So let's take everything that's made by humans, that's art. Now we start distinguishing what these different art forms do. When we come to the 20th century, we see we're in the age of electricity. What is the response to that that takes all the information around and makes something? Advertising. So advertising by the mid-50s represents a corporate collective folklore responding to the effects of the electric media. So Marshall analyzes that in Mechanical Bride. Okay?
That's Mechanical Bride is one. Okay.
Yeah, advertising is art form. By the late 60s, he writes to Playboy that advertising is dead and now art. Now, that can be...
Where was that?
A letter to Playboy.
A letter to Playboy.
Yeah, late 60s. He says that advertising is now an art form. Now, there's the hard sell art of the Mechanical Bride, the radio movie era. Then there's the soft sell art of the TV age, 50s and 60s, especially the 60s. It's probably that advertising, soft sell. Zappa refers to it on Absolutely Free. The soft sell version of ironic art starts in the 60s, ironic advertising, and it's that art that's dead, I think. It's that kind of advertising that is dead. You follow what I'm saying?
Ironic ads.
Soft sell art. Ironic soft sell art is dead by the late 60s.
Yeah.
Hard sell art was dead in the early 50s.
Yeah.
All right, so it's two kinds of advertising right there. So what happens then, you get advertising advertises advertising because it's in a defensive mode.
What do I say in that? I'll tell you what my film was going to be. Clips
Here's what it is.
Yeah.
Advertising advertises advertising refers to the intermedia action. That's why you get a master of this book. The intermedia, where there is no separate media anymore, advertising is led to advertising, advertising, advertising. That is a result of the cliche probe archetype interplay. You know what I mean? Intermedia action. No media. So anything becomes an advertisement.
So is that Duchamp saying in the future all the artists will have to do is point?
No, that's what's limited about that is that what Johnny Carson did. By the time you get to the 60s, Johnny Carson is the guy who points to the artist. Who's the artist? The next fucking guest on his show, who gets 5 minutes, then he's gone, and then you bring on the next one. He points to four artists every show. All right, but all that art is advertising or selling something.
Right.
And that's selling information in an intermediate process. Information feeding on information. There's no art thing going on in there.
Right, I need a punchline for my 14-minute film. All advertising advertises advertising.
That's the name of the title.
That's
the title.
The supposed title. We could change.
The punchline is something that I say. But I would say living at the speed of thought is the end environment.
Living
at the speed of thought.
The speed of thought. Because you know
is the art form in a time when advertising is advertising, advertising.
And that's today?
Yeah.
In today.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this would be good. Because you'll see
Corlo's music, the style, is for people caught between radio preference and the new TV's
goodness.
Check this. Guy trying to do me, and sometimes you can't get the rhythm right.
Right.
Something like that. You go, something, the artist is fake, I mean.
Right. But it's me taking all my notes.
Something like this.
All my notes. I says, Bob, you help me just solidify those.
Yeah.
Collective consciousness. And then we went and did a test run of him filming me on green screen, and then we eventually used the test. So I was supposed to improve these. Susie says, you needed to learn how to be an actor and give your lines better. But for video art, we showed this to Dan Gunning. He says, that's what video art is. When you go into an art museum, you see this. That's what video art is.
This kind of awkward stuff.
Yeah, that's what video art is. So, see, there's a fine line I found out between video art and experimental film. Video art, you get paid. Experimental film, you don't. That's one
way.
Grants. That's one way. Yeah, because art museum.
Thanks to Nam June
Paik. Right, Nam June. Yeah. Now, what did feed forward mean? What does that mean?
Well, that's an antivirus to the world of feedback. We have nothing but dialectical interaction responding to everything that happens.
There is no feedback?
Yeah, No, there is nothing but feedback. That's the
only feedback.
Yeah. The environment presents some incident. The NRME presents some incident. Everybody fucking yaks their head off. They go, we want your opinion on it. What do you think of Hillary fucking Obama? We want your feedback. That's how the world, his audience, makes production. So the audience as producer through feedback.
So now, that did connect. So I say audience as producer. But if
you're trying
we
to
only
feed forward. Feed forward is presenting an anti-environment to the world of 24/7 feedback.
Is the anti-environment to
the world of
24/7 hour
feedback, the information society. That's why McLuhan says, War and Peace and Global Village, I'll just show you on the inside. He says that.
Right. Okay, we'll get it in a second. I'll get it up
here. He says that, let's look at it.
Okay, it's right up here. Okay. And then the other question is the one that really gets me, Bob, that I can't, I say twice.
Look at this.
Okay, let me just get there.
Here it says, remember, medium is massage is an inventory of effects, okay?
Yeah, hold on. I'm just going to cue this again. So. Okay.
Yeah, we're...
Go.
Peace and Gold Village is an inventory of effects. War and Peace in the Gold Village is an inventory of some of the current spastic situations or effects that could be eliminated by more feed forward.
By what's feed forward?
Media ecology.
Feed forward is media ecology.
Yeah. In other words, the current spastic situations are a world of feedback. Everybody's feeding on each other in the information media exchange. So we need to have a bigger view. And the way McLuhan said we get a bigger view is by showing a stretch of, say, 100, 200 years, and show that the 200 years is formed by the medium of that period. So you speed up, expand the sense of what's going on, rather than getting involved down the feedback of every little issue every day. Get back at perspective, which is the role of the book, and that you feed forward by looking at the effects. And you find the ground and the causes. So more feed forward has multiple meanings of media ecological purposes, offering perspective. And McLuhan said the phrase, the medium as a message, is useful because it gets people to see how the media affect you over a span of time. So think of projecting you out of the present over the next 50 years.
Well, then that's perfectly this, because I'm going back to the 50s.
Yeah, you're jumping around.
And then I'm coming to the... When Mark added that rap shit...
You're trying to show the ground.
...at the beginning,
yeah.
I was like, ugh. And that's brilliant, because he's young enough to say, no, let's have fucking 2 seconds of rap, and then keep the 50s thing. So
right.
And
you're trying to be feed forward in this...
Right.
The 14-minute thing, which is, this is Club 14 here. Toronto's Club 22, you're Club 14, so that's one of the best productions of Club 14.
Okay, so
you see, you never notice these sentences.
Oh, I'm going to, okay, can we sit down and we'll do this one other line?
I need to eat something before we go.
Okay, we're going to eat.
I want to see myself. I want to hear it from Susie on.
Right, we're going to go to that second. First, and then we're going to eat, and we can go to Bonnie's a little later. Okay, music is forgiveness. Forgiveness becomes forgetfulness.
That's good.
I know, but what does that mean? Now, let's just hear it.
I said it once
in here. Yeah, and I say it
twice. What the hell does it mean?
I say it twice in here, and I'm waiting for someone to go, what is...
Yeah.
When I say it, I'm just curious. You know, it sounds good.
We live entirely by music.
Okay, what does that mean? How do we live entirely by music?
Well, music is not...
Now, don't tell...
It's not eye space. It's not fragmented. It's not specialized. It's an imploded environment with temporary media spuming over the surface of the implosion and being there for 15 seconds and then going back into the pool, what McLuhan calls intermediate. The closest sensory experience to that is living by music. It surrounds us, it programs us and massages us, and it can't be stopped. There's no earlids.
Can't be stopped. So that's when I put that no earlids. Can't. And you know what's
funny? So it's like saying we live in the oral culture, we live by acoustic space. But right. The ground of that is electricity, which is tactility. So the content is acoustic space, not visual space. That doesn't have any holding power.
Walter Pater said, all art aspires to the condition of music. Now that's
because
funny.
That was the effect of the telegraph. That was said about 1890 or something.
So the funny thing is I gave Mark, we did all these little title cards, and I didn't categorize them good, like use this one and this one. And so there were these repeats, and I go, we've done pattern recognition like three times. So he said, could we just put something over that? And he goes, yeah, that's good. I said, we got to put something over that.
Yeah.
So I went through some fucking McLuhan or Bob article and found all like no earlids and you know, fate. What is the one about fate? That is amazing.
Inevitable fate.
About
FATE?
Yeah, there's one early on about fate. And we put them over, and you can see it's like a correction. I raise it up, and then this other white bar comes on. Yeah. So, we live entirely by music. Now, the second line is
forgiveness.
Now, how is music is forgiveness?
Now, who says that?
I said
that. That was in the inspiration of the moment. Well, forgiveness is it erases. It's eraser head. If we live 24/7 and everything's being erased and there's no static fixed position, then the idea that forgiveness means you can drop the if you take forgiveness as dropping the pain, music is a drug that allows us to drop so many pains.
It's dropping pain.
It's an extension miming of the function of forgiveness.
That's brilliant. Okay, now the next line.
Jerry's saying, he's like, what do they mean, but?
Okay, so
that's very good.
Forgiveness becomes forgiveness.
Yeah. Okay, now that's...
That's actually saying what I just said. You're actually coming up with the reason.
Forgiveness becomes...
That's the disservice.
Forgetfulness. Yeah. Okay,
if you live entirely by music, you can't remember the past, and you're just living in the moment as the music is happening. And the disservice is you can't remember anything. You've forgiven so much, you forgot you forgave.
Right. Okay. So, here's the end. Organ is drum. And, all at once-ness.
Right.
Lord Buckley, turn your eye into an ear.
Amnesia.
And
we
so,
live
yeah.
entirely by music. Ecstasy.
Look at him.
We are not seeing the numbness of the electricity.
And the Lord says, take us into evil. That's what the Lord says. Ooh-ho, I want to be in that
number. He loved that because speed forward. Yeah. He thought it, you know.
Speed forward.
Yeah. Feet. Okay, so you got
but
that.
But it's a pun on feet for it.
Right.
Feet. Is this an interview or a show?
No, that's all his show. Past times are past times. Now, when she sings your name, look at the title.
Mars, Bell, Duchamp, Bow, Constant, James Joyce, Dream Away, McLuhan tease with Purset, and Bob Dawes, a genuine fake, be good to me. Call to jam and irony.
Love Labels Lost. Now what is... See, that's a blooper. It's not no earbrows. It's no ear lids.
Yeah, but you meant that, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's a typo.
Oh, you made a mistake.
No earbrows. There's the... That's,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
the
yeah. So that's good that you make a mistake.
Right.
Give me a
now listen.
You narrate, breathe.
See, reappear and breathe backwards is what you just heard.
Was that copyright 2008 or 2007?
Okay. Copy left.
Okay. See, there's Zappa's conducting style. That, let's go back.
Oh, there's
that's
a lot of Zappa.
I asked him if he got his conducting style from that fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
Because he would have seen that in the 50s, right?
And here's the...
Well, okay,
pay
what
no
are
attention.
Those what are
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Did you see this? Oh, shit.
What? Where?
Oh, anyways, at the end...
It says
you,
that?
No. With the green screen, you have a green thing. See, if we had time, we would do this with you.
Android meme pretends it's studying the patterns of technology. That's what we're dealing with today.
So really, I should have said, we're going to talk about how the Android meme does what?
Pretends. To perceive. Process pattern recognition.
To perceive process
pattern recognition.
Pattern. Now,
the very thing that McLuhan's saying we got to do, the Android meme does now.
Now, see, that's the key to A4 is what I'm calling it. All advertising,
yes,
advertising,
that's
advertising.
Right. That's the key.
Now I'll come in and say, the last video, we blew it.
Yeah.
We said thinking about thinking.
we were trying to do this.
Because Mark, this is what I wanted to do. I says, Mark, let's make jamming the jammers. Let's make Bill arcing the architects, pottering the potters, and do every... He goes, that's perfect. We'll just do a series. So we're doing adding the admin.
Right.
So this one's adding the admin. So each one... So, I mean, we could spend an hour or more.
We are manipulating...
See, the drama cognition is within the chemical body's brain.
Right.
Collective, discarnate drama cognition going on.
Right, but is that so? The
so
first.
So we're going to talk about thinking about thinking.
Now the
we're
next.
Going to
well, talking about thinking is what goes on 24/7 in the Android.
Right.
Brain.
Okay.
That's what everybody's always doing.
So that's what we're going to talk.
That's feedback.
Right. That's feedforward.
Yeah.
Okay. So now
you're
the
trying
next,
to do feedforward, but you're. You could claim that what you do in the films goes beyond what you're saying there, which is
so
what you're doing. You're trying to point to feedforward rather than feedback.
Now, thinking about thinking. Now, look at the second line.
Thinking, we're going to make a film about filmmaking.
How's that? We're going to make a film about filmmaking.
No, because everybody does meta today. You can't help but live meta. The average citizen lives meta, which brings in constant cynical irony, because they're always seeing themselves reflected by themselves or back at themselves because of this
world
of feedback.
Is that instant replay?
Yeah, instant replay.
Okay.
And that's an endless world of feedback. And we don't get out of it. We don't feed forward.
So how is that line, we're going to make a film about filmmaking?
Because it's just one medium, one puny little medium, film. The Android meme is no media. See, you should say, we're going to talk about, think, we're going to let you
What
talk.
Should I say? Because you corrected
say,
that
You
one.
Need to go.
Everybody.
Here's how you do it. You'd say, we're going to let you talk about how the Android meme processes itself and then dramatizes itself.
But drop the word Android meme there.
Right. We're talking about the intermediate action, about the no media world.
That's better.
Yeah, the no media.
We're talking about...
No, we're going to let you talk.
We're going to...
YouTube.
Let
you
talk.
And they will never get to say a word,
about,
but they...
We're going to let you talk about... What?
How the no media world...
How the no... media world
pretends to think about itself.
Pretends to think about itself.
At the speed of thought.
At the speed of thought.
And
now,
that's a meta thing right in there.
Okay, but now let's change this one. Think about thinking correctly. Really, how the blank, I don't want to use Android meme, how the something pretends to precede the process of pattern recognition.
Well, you should popularize the Android meme, but nobody knows.
Right, but.
Why don't you say the Android meme or, you know,
or,
and define it? Or
the.
The DNA. Or the DNA. The DNA of effects preceding causes.
That confuses them more, but that's good.
Okay, if you
but want, no, that because I yeah. use that in the lecture.
See, yeah, you're.
But
you're,
I always go now. If you guys really want to do the advanced thing, I'll tell you real quick diversion. Effects preceded causes. Poe invented this with the, by writing the inventing the next detective novel. It affected the symbolist. The symbolist affected Joyce. If you want to know, effects precede causes. Seurat invented TV. There, you go study that, and that's how I say.
Study
it.
How the hell that happened.
Yeah.
In no, a, study you, what are the causes of that. What are the causes of that?
Because you should see Janice, this woman. She comes into the wake meeting. And I go, okay, here's an example for effects crazy causes. That's just coincidence. I don't know what you're talking about.
And no, then goes, you say coincidence is literary analysis.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so now we'll stop and get ready. But yeah. I mean,
podcasters are not relaxed enough. I think that's what... Susie's complaining about. It's too hot.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah,
now.
I should be calmer.
No, no, no.
Oh.
All that you're saying is limited. It's not accurate. It's close.
Right.
But you could be an anti-environment. You can claim you're an anti-environment to yourself by the awkward gestures. So it's self-commentary on what's going on the awkwardness of trying to do what you're trying to do. Because you haven't even begun to attempt it. But you're compromised. You have to make it simple for an art context or something. Why do you think you want to make it simple for people?
I can answer that.
Yeah.
Because it's Flint, Michigan.
Right.
The reason I got in here is because my parents go to art lectures.
See, that's
and
the
I
problem
says,
of the art world or any of this teaching world. You don't want to scare the hell out of people. So you get meta and tell them a little meta. And they think, oh, I've learned something. And they don't get to know that the Android meme does that for them all the time.
Well, that's the key point
yeah.
of my lecture could be, the key point could be that the Android meme is,
always wins.
Is doing me better.
Yeah, that's right. Doing what I'm going to show you better.
Right, all the time.
Yeah.
yeah. So that's the key.
Yeah.
The key is to my lecture is that. Because the key to this is to let Mike Kelly and the real highbrow art people see it
yeah.
and they'll go, then they'll react. See, I haven't gotten to that stage. I customed it for people in Flint who I think aren't highbrow art people.
Yeah.
But it might be way better if there's some aesthetic with video art
right.
that people see this, they might go, no, that's great. Yeah, that's fine.
You mean, what's fine? The aesthetic
the,
getting
the
better?
The aesthetic of me... See, I...
Are you saying that's aesthetic or something you didn't do?
No. This video,
Is it aesthetic?
No. This video was shown in the art museum. It achieved what we were after, to just get it shown in
yeah.
the art museum for a month. Now, we could try to book it in other art settings, and we haven't attempted that yet. And curators who constantly book video art, I need to get their reactions in the comparison of all the video art. They go, no, you're kidding. What do you mean video in an art museum? We already know that's been around for 40 years. Why are you bringing that up? That, no, we don't want your video. Or they might go, no, that's fine. Like when we first made the first cut, if you see that, we have that, the 11-minute version. We had to rush it, and we were like, you know, the guy is... He's a newspaper man for 20 years. He just got the job as the curator of the video. The guy before him loved us, and he just booked us. Loved the pixel books. This guy has got a different, you know, background, and he knows who I am. He had written two articles about me already.
Who was the first guy?
The first guy was like a young college guy. He left the job. The new guy who was brought in wrote for the Flint Journal for 20 years. He's a film lover, and now he's the curator. So he needs to just not say, oh, we'll take whatever you got. He says, well, I have to see it before I book it. So we have to rush together a piece, and we send it in, and we're like, I hope he takes it. And we get, what do you think? He goes, oh, it's fine. We're like, fine. Jesus, that was too easy. And
no,
then
because
we...
this guy's like a radio station programming content. He needs content.
He needs content. He goes, that's
good enough. I don't care what the fuck it's
I don't care.
It looks okay. Put it
and,
in.
But he came to the lecture and he loved it. He's a smart guy. And, you know, he brought up good points in the lecture. And, he, you know, it's not that he's dumb and he doesn't know it. But it's just how much Did he ever curate?
How do you? Your question is, how do you get to the Mike Kelly?
Well, no, I know how to do that, but I haven't gotten to that stage where
and
other
that would be more aesthetic.
It's where I would get other reactions, whether they all want content and they all would go, that's fine, or would some video art critic of 20 years go, oh no, that sucks, or they go, that's great. I haven't gotten that yet.
Gotten you know, what? Any of their
reactions? Any reactions. Like I showed it to Dan Cutting, goes, oh, that's great.
But, yeah, but there's a lot of people who make funny stuff. What's unique is this, is that you got Bob stuff in there.
Oh,
stuff that nobody knows about.
That they don't know. And when they see pattern recognition, they go feed forward.
For the average mind, that's totally information overload.
Oh, it's over. No one could give me
so
a reaction.
You're doing
all
Android,
my family.
You actually could say that's what the Android meme is, making TV, quote, be dumber and stupider, and the amateur's getting to say Jerry's the Android meme coming in, a more amateur artist, doesn't know anything about anything, and he's doing this stuff with all this heavy stuff.
That's it. Yeah. And also, it's like, man, I've got this clay in my hands. I'm going to use this kind of clay. The mud's the fifth element, and Bob's provides the best mud, man.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that once he said, yeah, we'll take it, and it was 11, we go, could we, like, tweak it a little? He goes, sure. Then I went fucking haywire.
Yeah,
and then I said, and that's like you paint a painting, and then you go, will you show this in your art museum? And they go, yeah. I go, can I work on it a little more?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, to me, that's unheard of. He doesn't know how much I'm going to change it.
Yeah.
And then we sent it to him, and he didn't go, well, you've added too much. Yeah. Or, you know, Susie wasn't singing in the first one. You know, it was much more simpleton, but we just, you know, and then I went overboard, and I kept adding, oh, we got to add this, this, and this, and it was...
Yeah.
You know, so.
But he didn't care. He liked it.
No one ever said they didn't like it or care. John's son, my family.
Because what you're doing is obsolete.
Right, in everything.
When I would get a maid to come over and clean the house, we don't make a big deal. I would give her $5, she goes.
Right.
That's all you're doing. You're a fucking maid. You come in to clean the gallery for a month, and then everybody says, okay, bye. It was great having you here.
But
that's how insignificant it all
is. And here's John's son, who's getting smarter, and he's. My brother, John. His like 12, maybe 11-year-old son or 12-year-old son. I do Tetras on video games.
Not the disturbed kid. Or
no, not Micah.
Yeah.
John's son is smart.
Is Micah John's son?
No, Micah's Jan's son.
Okay.
John's son is Andrew. He plays video games, and we do a Tetrad on video games. I said, what does it flip into when Presto Extreme says addiction?
Uh-huh.
You know, he's a smart kid. Mm. And I says, what'd you think of him? He goes, I like the ending. So I was wondering, did he like when it goes, you know, message, you know, I didn't even get an idea of what, I didn't get to have him specify. No one else would, they couldn't say, well, I like the part when this happens, or that one part.
They didn't know enough.
It was just like,
too much.
It's too much, you know.
So they'll just sort of,
and like Susie will go, oh, you need to be, you know, it's the look.
Yeah,
she wants me to look better.
More snazzy and stylish, which is the old-fashioned. She's still operating the boomer standards.
Right. And Mark is like, he'll do anything. You know, that's why, you know, Mark would be good to edit Bob because he's attached
enough.
But he's not going to do it. I'm not going to have him do this because I think Will's willing. Let's go with Will. But with Mark, we'll do this series. Once we do advertising to advertisers, then we can do these once a year for till the kingdom come, you know, and then you can feed. It's every year we have this fucking goal, and we're also going to try to shoot into.
So McLuhan used to quote Joseph Conrad, where Conrad said, "Above all, I want to make you see," and he had "see" italicized. So. McLuhan used that because he wanted to make you see, but it's a tactile see. It's not just visually biased seeing. And so you do it through books. One part of it. The point is he wants to make you see, but it's not limited to the eye. You know, it's comprehensive total sensory awareness plus the extra senses. And to see that is to figure out how to make people see that is really tough, and I would say that the Android meme operates at the highest decibels and is offering you the same project of getting you to see SEE. You know what I mean?
Right.
So therefore, to see through that is more complex than people want to deal with.
Okay.
Okay. Now this photo.
Yep.
This is the map to the American media gene, or meme. So this is the American meme. This is the hidden ground of what goes on in the American version of YouTube. The American thinks that it's projecting his face through YouTube with the two hot media of radio and books. These two media make up the core of the American identity when there were Americans. And so that is not what Americans are now, but that's what Americans really are conditioned by when they go on the internet. They're conditioned by the, when they go on YouTube, they're conditioned by the implications of the expanded, the enlarged photographic face and the books and the radio. That's the media. If you did a genetic code, which was in media terms, which is the meme code of America, this photo would be the molecular signature.
Wow. Now, you notice the one fluke in it? There's a major fluke in there.
I know, is it the angle?
Nope. That's my dad doing a fake live photograph. He's behind a bookcase, and if you notice, his shoulder goes down.
Yeah.
So he's got a frame in front of him, so he's actually live. He's not in a picture.
So he made that visible, so you could...
I'm trying to get to the root of that. Why would he be faking it and made that? It's so fine line. No one hardly ever picks up on the fact that there's something fishy going on with that photograph.
Yeah, so he needs to, so you have to ask him, did he mean his shoulder to be shown? Did you ask him?
I'm trying to get to him, but he doesn't even remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he probably didn't mean
could
that.
Could you calculate your shoulder being shown? I think it's just he was trying to fake it, and he wasn't trying to reveal it, and it just got revealed, a hair.
Yeah. Okay, so
we're ready.
And we tape that.